Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on American Express Company, a global financial services corporation known for its credit cards, charge cards, and traveler's checks. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's get started.
American Express has a long-standing reputation for premium financial services, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases, like status quo bias and the endowment effect, influence their decision-making, especially in areas like customer retention and product innovation?
Status quo bias is particularly relevant to American Express's approach, given its reputation as a premium brand with a strong customer base. The company's emphasis on maintaining high standards of service and exclusive benefits can lead to a preference for maintaining its current offerings rather than making significant changes. This bias towards the status quo helps American Express maintain customer loyalty, especially among long-term cardholders who were accustomed to the brand's benefits. However, it can also slow the adoption of new technologies or product features that could attract a broader audience or younger consumers. The endowment effect also plays a significant role in American Express's strategy, particularly in how the company values its relationships with existing customers. American Express cardholders often perceive their cards as more valuable due to the exclusive perks and services they receive, which strengthens their attachment to the brand. This effect can lead to a focus on enhancing benefits for existing customers rather than aggressively pursuing new markets or customer segments. While this strategy reinforces brand loyalty, it may limit the company's ability to innovate or diversify its product offerings.
And this focus on leveraging their established strengths while managing risks has helped American Express maintain its leadership position in the financial services industry, appealing to both customers and investors who value stability and premium service.
Exactly. American Express's strategic use of status quo bias in maintaining its premium brand position and the endowment effect in reinforcing customer loyalty appeals to investors looking for a company that prioritizes stability and long-term relationships. However, this approach also means that American Express must carefully balance the need to innovate with the importance of maintaining its established market leadership, particularly as the financial services landscape continues to evolve.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at American Express. As a global financial services company, DEI is particularly important for American Express. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
American Express's approach to DEI is critical, especially as the company operates in a global and diverse industry where different perspectives can drive better decision-making and innovation. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can enhance American Express's ability to innovate and adapt by fostering a culture that values diversity and inclusion. A commitment to DEI allows American Express to attract and retain top talent from various backgrounds, which is essential for maintaining its competitive edge in financial services. Investors, American Express's focus on DEI can signal that the company is socially responsible and aligned with modern societal values, which can enhance its reputation and appeal to ESG-focused investors. Additionally, DEI efforts can help American Express build stronger relationships with customers, partners, and communities, which is vital for long-term success in the global market.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI when evaluating companies, especially in financial services, where the ability to serve diverse markets and foster innovation is critical to long-term success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture and customer engagement strategies, American Express not only improves its ability to serve a broad range of customers but also strengthens its market position and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to global markets, American Express operates in numerous countries, providing credit and charge card services to millions of customers worldwide. How does the company adapt to different markets, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
American Express's global strategy involves tailoring its products and services to meet the specific needs and preferences of different regions while maintaining its core focus on premium service and customer experience. From a behavioral finance perspective, this adaptability is crucial for managing the risks associated with operating in diverse markets. American Express's ability to navigate complex international regulations, such as those related to banking and consumer protection, allows it to maintain a strong global presence. The company's approach to understanding local market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly helps mitigate risks associated with regulatory changes, economic fluctuations, and cultural differences. By ensuring that its card products and services are relevant and appealing in different regions, American Express can continue to expand its market share and strengthen its global brand.
And this adaptability is essential for American Express, especially as they face competition from both local financial services providers and other global giants. Their ability to maintain their brand's relevance and leadership in different markets is key to their continued success.
Exactly. American Express's focus on understanding local market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly allows them to remain a dominant player in the financial services industry while staying ahead of emerging trends and challenges. However, this also requires them to be proactive in responding to changes in consumer behavior, regulatory environments, and competitive pressures.
Now, let's compare American Express to other companies in the financial services industry, like Visa, MasterCard, and Discover. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
American Express's dynamics are often compared to other financial services giants like Visa, MasterCard, and Discover, particularly in their approach to customer engagement, market expansion, and competition. American Express's strength lies in its premium brand positioning and focus on providing exceptional customer service, which appeals to investors looking for a company that prioritizes customer loyalty and long-term relationships. Visa and MasterCard, with their broad acceptance networks and focus on transaction processing, appeal to investors interested in companies that dominate the global payments ecosystem. Discover, known for its customer-friendly policies and cashback rewards, attracts those looking for a company that emphasizes customer value and engagement. American Express's behavioral finance dynamics are shaped by its reputation for premium service, strong customer relationships, and global adaptability, making it an attractive option for those seeking stability and growth in the financial services industry.
And unlike Visa and MasterCard, which focus more on transaction processing, American Express's strength lies in its emphasis on premium service and exclusive benefits, appealing to a different type of investor and market.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For American Express, the focus on premium service, customer loyalty, and global reach provides a unique value proposition in the financial services industry.
To sum up, American Express's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their customer retention strategies, global market adaptations, or their approach to DEI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives American Express's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.